Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Here we are once again.
All right.
Back in the studio for episode number 92.
Yeah.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm half asleep.
Been working all week, huh? It was a hot one today.
Yeah.
It was, you know, 36 degrees yesterday.
I was sweating.
We have
a live Camaro C28.com podcast. You've got 2 minutes to tell us
what's
on
your mind.
Oh,
this ought to be good. This is live.
This
okay.
is live.
Okay, here we go.
Once again,
what do we got?
Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Pat from just outside of Ann Arbor. So I'm just down the road from you guys. Just listening to your podcast, you guys were talking about the Transformers movie. Can't say that I'm too big of a... Well, I shouldn't say that I'm not a fan. I've never really gotten into the Transformers thing. But you guys are talking about the whole Chevy versus Ford thing. From what I understand is that Ford didn't really want to have anything to do with allowing the Mustang to be, the bad guy. So went through Celine, and it's going to be a Celine Mustang. And I don't know if that extends where they're going to have, you know, the Celine F-150 in there as well or what. But, yeah, even in, like, merchandise and all that, as far as I know, the blue oval isn't anywhere to be seen. They didn't want to have any part of it. But, yeah, it should be a pretty cool movie. I'm excited about it. Mainly for the fact, it's really showcasing GM's exciting products that they have out now. And the star of the film being the Camaro, I think that's pretty cool. It hasn't even hit the streets yet, and we're already going to see it on the big screen. But they got a lot of new exciting vehicles out, and it's pretty cool that they're having so many in this movie, whether it be the Solstice or the Camaro, and with the upcoming G8 and Impala around the same time, rear-wheel drive Impala coming, you know, that'll be real cool. And when you guys were talking about Nance, it reminds me of the G8. I'm still not really sold on that whole alphanumerical thing that Pontiac's doing. They're just kind of following suit with all the imports, and it's kind of like alphabet soup. But you guys are talking about, you know, how we're losing badass names and whatnot. And I'd kind of like to see a lot of them come back, or, you know, maybe look what happened to Cadillac. They went all to their, you know, CTS, FT.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, boy.
That was the first time that's ever happened when a call came in while we were recording.
While we were recording.
That's amazing. caught me completely off guard.
I know.
Thank you very much for that phone call. Sorry that you got cut off there, but it only has 2 minutes. Otherwise, our hard drive would be filled up. But
yeah.
That was pretty cool. That's the first time that's happened. I didn't know what to do. That was, folks, that was completely unscripted. That just happened coincidentally.
Yeah, so.
Very informative about the whole Ford issue as to why they're...
Yeah, you know. How they went through Celine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of the Transformers movie...
Yeah.
We got a Department of Corrections here, and speaking of voicemails. So, Chris, we'll just let the man who knows say it for us.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Envy, my 68SS. Just calling to post a change to your last podcast. You guys were talking about the Jerry Bruckheimer connection to the Transformers movie. It's actually Michael Bay. Jason responded to one of my posts about some incorrectness and some information about the engine in the 74 and some other things. And you guys are great. You're doing a good job. I enjoy the site. Just keep it up and keep the information rolling. Thanks, guys. Later.
Thanks for that correction.
Michael Bay, Jerry Bruckheimer.
What's the difference?
Didn't those two guys always make movies together?
Yeah.
I think that's why I got confused.
I got screwed up too. And then after I read about that he posted in the fifth gen section, I had to go to IMDb and make sure that Spielberg had a hand in it too, because we were talking about him a lot.
Right.
Thanks a lot for that voicemail and the correction.
Yeah.
And since we're pretty much eating crow and, you know, covering our own butts here, last week at the end of the podcast.
Right.
Made a pretty big announcement that we'd be, you know, doing something really cool for this podcast that you're listening to right now. Well,
things fall through.
Yeah,
things happen
due to scheduling conflictions and all that junk. But
we're actually going to have a special guest in the studio.
That's right.
It's not just something we concocted and we were going to do together here. We actually got a special guest coming in.
And it's actually more special to me anyway, because it's not your average run-of-the-mill. It's not Settlemyer. Okay, let's just say that right now. It's not Settlemyer. But when you look at the Camaro concept, this person had a huge portion of it. So we're expecting to have him in the studio for next week's podcast.
Yes.
It's pretty much confirmed. I don't think anything's going to get in the way this time.
Hopefully, schedules don't get mixed up again or anything like that.
Expect about a 20-minute podcast next week, folks.
Sweet.
It'll be good. So sorry about that. And hey, man's got to work.
Yeah.
Schedules change.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool events, we talked about this before.
Only a couple more months.
Yeah, before the big 40th anniversary of the Camaro and Firebird at the GM Tech Center here in Warren, Michigan.
That's where we plan on doing our Camaro Z28.com summit.
That's right. We're going to actually have a real Camaro Z28.com
a real
lounge.
One.
A real lounge.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're working on things. We don't have things in concrete yet, but look, here's the scoop. The event is from August 9th through the 11th of this year. This is going to be a big, big deal. This is, GM is having this at the tech center that's where shit happens, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it starts. Not the Rensen in downtown Detroit, but the design studios and everything is here in Warren.
Right.
Powertrain design, everything is here in Warren. And it's going to be a great show. And we're going to take advantage of that. While everybody's going to be in town for the show, we're going to get all of our members together for a huge meet and greet. It's just going to be a one-night thing, just for a few hours. And when I say it's going to be like a Camaro Z28.com lounge, that's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, listen, you guys just got to schedule it in. That's all there is to it. You're going to be there.
Yeah, give us the dates.
August 9th through the 11th.
9th through the 11th.
Yep, be there.
Do we have a scheduled date yet for when we're going to do the summit?
No, but it's going to be between the 9th
Thursday,
and
Friday,
the 11th.
Or Saturday.
Right. We don't want it to conflict with all the other activities going on that Scott Settlemyer and the folks at Eckler's, who are putting on the show, have going. We don't want to step on that. We don't want to have to divide people between that. We may in the end if we have to, but we're going to try to avoid it. So you can bet we're going to make a huge deal about it when we get a date nailed down.
Okay.
It's going to be a public establishment.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. But we'll try to run it from like 6 to 10 or something along those lines to where, if you got kids, you can still come and hang out with us. Just a big old meet and greet. We'll have some door prizes and maybe even some special guests.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're kind of
good
prizes,
huh?
We're kind of good at assembling special guests.
How about your M12 event?
Yeah, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again.
Again.
Yet one more Michigan GM event. The whole one-day drag racing thing for all GM vehicles here in Michigan.
What's the date on this one? I know it's going to be in October. It's got to be in October.
October
6th.
2007.
All right.
Stanton, Michigan. The event website is
MIGMEvent.com.
MIGMEvent.com. All the information is there. I'd like to see you guys there.
Great new Applebee's in town.
That's right. That's right. That area is growing for being out in the sticks.
No kidding.
But hey,
we took advantage of that restaurant two nights in a row
last year.
They were
happy to have us too. That was a good time.
Yeah,
it's always a good time. The event just—it's just fun. It's a good family event. So, if you live in the Great Lakes area or just feel like taking a long drive because you don't have to live in Michigan to attend, check it out. MIGMEvent.com. It's a one-day event. It's always a good time. I'd like to see you there.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Yep. I'm getting old. I'm doing it 12 years now. I've had it.
Oh,
so, all right.
Boy.
Well, this is kind of an interesting one. Kind of didn't go to quite the schedule.
No, because we got interrupted by that voicemail.
Yeah, and then he got interrupted by the 2-minute mark. Sorry about that. If you got more points to make, buddy, just give us a call back.
Yeah.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's too funny.
Well, let's wrap it up with a sponsor of the week. We haven't done that in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one that's it's not quite as prominent as all the, the T-Burns and Thunder Racings, but it's still definitely a good one. FullThrottleSpeed.com.
Yeah.
Used to be known as Modern Muscle Car back in the day. These are the guys that...
Did my car.
Did your car that you still have.
Yep.
The one that's, 35 years old now?
No.
They're the originators of the MAF Translator, the Scanmaster,
yeah.
Right? Things like that. There's actually several renditions of the Translator now for more advanced users. There's the Gen 2 and the MAF Translator Pro, which actually allows you to do a speed density conversion.
Okay.
But it's they say pro for a reason, because it's not a Math Translator beginner. It's the Math Translator Pro. It's a serious piece of hardware. But, man, all these guys that have boosted applications, they want to go speed density, that's the easy ticket right there. It's like $300 or $400.
Excellent.
Easy stuff, yeah. So, yeah, fullthrottlespeed.com is our sponsor of the week.
Sweet.
I think that's going to do it.
Okay.
I'm cashed.
Me too. It's been a long week.
I can't wait till next week, though, to do our podcast
with
our special guest.
Special guest, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know the Lutz could get... Oh.
No.
I meant to say I didn't know that Lutz could get the time off. Or I did it again. Damn it. Oh. No, it's not Lutz.
Oh,
although Ed Pieper might be a good one to get in here.
Yeah.
He'd probably do it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, the Chevrolet...
The Chevrolet
top guy, pretty much, for Chevrolet.
Yeah,
the director of operations for Chevrolet. What do you call it? But
well, I know somebody else who used to work at Chevrolet who lives like right around here by me.
Who's that?
John Moss.
Oh, that's right. Do you still run into him at Kroger every now and then?
Yeah, at the supermarket.
Do you still do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the dude's like 7 feet tall. How can you not? That's funny. I don't know.
When was the last time you saw him?
A couple months ago.
Is that right? Yeah. Do you say anything to him?
No, he doesn't know who I am.
He doesn't have to.
No.
Compared to him, we're losers.
I don't know.
It's really funny because he's been retired for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Yeah, probably.
And people still talk about him like he's there because he made such a huge impact. Some of the cars he put together were just badass.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since he's left, has anybody really kind of taken over for making kick-ass stuff like that?
Well, I know the GM Performance Division put out a couple cars.
But, yeah, that's the division. There's not really a specific name behind it.
No.
I mean, and no. You know, insult to GM Performance Division because they got some cool stuff.
Right.
But I think John Moss left a legacy that I don't think can be touched.
Right.
So if you're listening out there after you get done your shopping with your Kroger stuff, John, we'll see you next time in the coffee aisle.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's get out of here.
I'm done.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Camaro, 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 Camaro.